Welcome to the online edition of In Touch Online for July 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. Talking and listening, both are important. Now more than ever, we need to talk to each other and listen to each other. Every year in July, Samaritan branches in the UK hold local events to raise awareness that Samaritans are here to listen to anyone who's struggling to cope at any time of the day or night. Whether it's a virtual chit-chat or a picnic in the park, Talk to Us is one of the ways the Samaritans raise public awareness that they are always here for anyone who needs someone to listen 24/7 without judgment or pressure. Talking and listening are essential life skills. The ability to talk in order to communicate and exchange ideas and information, to negotiate with others, to express feelings and emotions, allows human beings to function well in the world and to be full and active members of society. For communication to be effective requires the ability to listen, to understand and to make sense of what is heard. On the personal level, when we listen, we give attention to the other person in such a way as to allow them to feel heard, understood and therefore respected. Listening is often something we take for granted. It is common that people often hear what is being said, but hearing is a lot different to listening. To listen, we need to make a conscious effort not to just hear what people are saying, but to take it in, digest it, and understand. Not only does listening enhance your ability to understand better and make you a better communicator, it also makes the experience of speaking to you more enjoyable to other people. Active listening doesn't come naturally to us. It is something that we need to make a conscious effort to do. It takes practice and can be difficult to master. Active listening is what it says on the tin. It is fully concentrating on what is being said, digesting it without prejudgment rather than hearing the general message. Communication is key in most aspects of life, whether that be with friends, family or Freemasons. A lot of negative issues can be created or exacerbated through poor communication channels. Especially during times of social isolation during COVID-19, it is as important as ever to be engaging with people. If you know of a brother who is alone, or just in need of a friendly voice, or a listening ear, why not make the effort, pick up the phone, or knock on his door and say hello? You may be just the tonic he needs. Talking of listening, I was able to join over 48 brethren for the latest Zoom meeting in the Meet the Officer series of talks organised by the Provincial Communication Team. It never ceases to amaze me what incredible lives many of our members have lived, and Colin Cheshire's is no exception. Having died twice, he went on to have a successful military career, represented Great Britain in full-bore rifle shooting, and a wonderful Masonic career. I'm told there will be one more opportunity to meet the officer, but it seems we are all going to have to wait a few more days before we discover the identity of the speaker. What I do know is that I will be attending, and I look forward to seeing you there. Finally, I want to thank the brethren who are raising the flag for the NHS Social Care and Frontline Workers Day on Monday the 5th of July, which is, of course, the 73rd anniversary of the founding of the NHS in 1948. Congratulations and well done. Welcome to the very modern Freemasons. Mitch Bryan of Royal Sussex Lodge of Emulation appeared alongside Chief Executive Officer Dr. David Staples for an article titled Out with the Old Boys Network, In with the Millennials and Vegans. In the article, Mitch talks about how he encountered hostility from older members at meetings. He told journalist Joe Shute, they all sit back and might do a bit of tutting and stuff. Mitch likens his detractors to an old guard, and one which you will get in any institution and any club. He admits he was attracted to the Masonic ideal of self-improvement and a search for wider meaning and belonging in Freemasonry, as well as a myth and mystery that resonates among a generation raised on Harry Potter. The article was published in the Telegraph magazine, dated the 26th of June. You can read the whole article by clicking on the picture in the website version of this newsletter. Chief Executive of the United Grand Lodge of England, David Staples, points out that he has rewritten the guiding principles of Freemasonry to appeal to a younger audience, invited transgender members to join, and opened up the organisation to modern scrutiny. The article makes it clear that the modern-day version of Freemasonry that UGLE wishes to present is ethnically diverse, split across genders, and tolerant of all, one markedly different to its reputation as the preserve of middle-aged men. David Staples says the response to his modernising agenda among members has been overwhelmingly positive. Throwing open the doors of Masonic institutions is, he says, blowing away the cobwebs, and rehabilitating them in the public eye. On Wednesday, the 25th of August, the inaugural Anthony Wilson Memorial Lecture will take place. The speaker is the Deputy Grand Secretary of UGLE, Very Worshipful Brother Graham Redman, and promises to be a wonderful evening. Anthony Wilson described Graham Redman as being the first person to whom we turn for authoritative advice on matters of Masonic protocol or the interpretation of the Book of Constitutions. Over 200 people from across the world have registered their intention to attend the meeting, and I would urge you to contact the Provincial Communication Team to book your Zoom link. COVID Isolation Lodge number 19. As we look forward to a full resumption of Masonic activity, we can reflect on how UGLE might have adapted the opening of the lodge under lockdown, starting with the words of the Worshipful Master. The situation of the Tyler. Outside the door of the lodge. His duty? Being armed with a 2-metre sword to see off all coffers. The situation of the inner guard. Within the entrance of the lodge. His duty? To admit the uninfected on proof, receive the candidates duly masked, and obey the commands of the junior doctor. The situation of the junior deacon. 2 metres distant from the senior warden. His duty. To carry all soap of the Worshipful Master from the senior warden to the junior warden, and to see that their hands are properly cleansed. The situation of the senior deacon. 2 metres to the right of the Worshipful Master. His duty. To bear the soap of the Worshipful Master to the senior warden, and await the hand washing of the junior deacon. Brother Junior Warden, your place in the lodge. In the south. Why are you placed there? To mark the position of the soap. To call the brethren from soap to sink, and sink to towel, that clean hands are the result. Brother Senior Warden, your place in the lodge. In the west. Why are you placed there? To ensure that brethren are masked, tested, and regularly clean the lodge by command of the Worshipful Master, having seen that everyone remains exactly 2 metres apart from each other. Brother Immediate Past Master, the Master's place. In the east. Why is he placed there? As the virus came in from the east, leading us to isolation, so the Worshipful Master is placed there to make sure all vulnerable Freemasons are duly shielded, commanding them to stay at home, protect our lodges, and save lives. Brethren, the isolation lodge being duly sanitised, let us remain 2 metres apart, duly isolated, and wait for a vaccine to arrive. So mote it be. And so say all of us, and thank you for listening.